This is our week of giving here at WFYI. I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and we have a special way of giving back to all of you this evening. Joining us live in studio now and again on the air in a couple of hours are the artisan residents from the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. It's time for three. The gentlemen have arrived at
Hello.
WFYI.
Great to
Welcome,
be here.
All three of you. And we've people listening at home will be videotaping this for the web. And first, since people are listening, let's go around the room, say your name, the instrument you play, and where you're from originally.
I'm Zachary DePew. I play the violin, and I'm originally from Bowling Green, Ohio.
Uh-huh. I'm Renan Meyer. I play the bass, and I am originally and currently from South Jersey.
I am Nick Kendall. I'm on the other violin, and I grew up in the D.C. suburbs.
And we're going to start our little conversation off with something very appropriate, some music.
Nice.
Hey, we're going to play Banjo Love, which you will also be able to view on the TV special.
Tonight at 8 o'clock. Thank you. Time for three, sharing a little banjo love with our listeners this afternoon. Now, I'm going to guess you guys have probably played the song a zillion times, but yet to hear it and to see it, it's as if it's the first time it's ever sprung from your fingers.
That's very nice. Thank
you. How do you do that?
Just put a couple of human beings in a room around us, and we get excited.
But you guys have all been together for quite a number of years. You met in college, correct?
Yeah, I mean, we were just talking about this. Like, I think the reason why we can still keep it fresh, I mean, when we first got together, we were at the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia, which is known for its incredible history in classical music. But the three of us would be known to have these jam sessions, these sessions that we just get together and literally kind of like play games through music, whether it be trying to see who could play faster the Concerto for Two Violins by Johann Sebastian Bach, or trick fiddling, or, you know, just joking and using our imaginations through our instruments with each other, and a lot of interplay. And I think, you know, we have these parts and these songs that we have built over the years that we play together. Like Banjo Love, yes, we played that probably hundreds of times. But we're using those notes and those sounds to still, like, play at and with each other. So, yeah, it does become a game at all times, always.
So you are like brothers from a different mother, although maybe the same mother is music then. You're kind of like siblings that kind of force each other to do better every time.
I like that. The brothers from another mother, and our mother is Miss Music. I like it a lot.
There you go.
Yeah, we definitely are always trying to get better, but it's more of kind of a organic thing that happens with our group, where, you know, we're trying to come up with new repertoire and we're trying to better the pieces that we're currently playing. But mostly we're trying to connect through the music, you know, that emotional connection. We're always looking for those ways to, play to human beings and get that blood pumping.
Well, and I think part of that is a result of, we just, you know, reported some great news today that the Symphony Orchestra is had another very productive year this year. You guys are the artists in residence there. And I know a big part of your job and Gary Gensling's job was to bring in a younger audience, to really bring in a new membership to the ISO and a new appreciation. And you guys have really done that with this whole happy hour concept that they have there.
It's been a 5 year. It'll be 5 years in January that we started taking over the Happy Hour series at the Symphony, and it's been a wonderful portal for the Symphony supporters, for our diehard fans of the Symphony, to bring in their friends and bring them into an experience that isn't necessarily a 45-minute symphony, which can be daunting for somebody that's never stepped foot or only knows classical music through Looney Tunes or something like that. So it's been a great bridge experience for a lot of our true fans to bring their friends in, their neighbors, have a good time, have a good evening, and hear some great music with a great symphony and with time for three.
And you guys get around, too. You know, I mean that in the best sense of the word, of course. I mean, a lot of people watched you on Dancing with the Stars, and, of course, on NPR, they hear your music all the time. But I have to ask you about this constant encounter you have with U.S. Airways, though.
It's
with the luggage.
Yeah, actually, Renan should talk about his latest incident.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, both Nick, Zach, and then I, and different at different times, have had run-ins with specifically, for whatever reason, U.S. Airways with our instruments. It seems when we get the apology, when they come at us, you know, with we're really sorry that happened, it seems to be a mistake by, you know, an entire city, international airport, and that airline specifically. And I think it's confusing language, the way it's written. You know, the bottom line is, it's, you know, there are a lot of musicians out there that have problems from time to time when it comes to traveling. And I think the reason that we want to speak up about it every once in a while when it happens to us is not really just for our inconvenience, because, you know, we did get there. We did get to our gig these particular times. But there are other examples where the instruments are destroyed and they're instruments that are irreplaceable or just not even allowed to travel, you know, whether it's going from one country to another or one state to another to try to, you know, do what you do. And, you know, ultimately, we're not trying to hurt anybody. We're just trying to make music, you know, and kind of spread the love and joy. And so if the particular airline, US Airways, could get behind that, that would be really cool. There are other airlines out there that seem to be extremely supportive. We're not endorsed by any.
No.
But Southwest Airlines lets us play on the plane. You know,
I know. We've seen some fabulous YouTube videos of that, too. And I think if people wonder, it would be like checking your child in with your luggage. It's that your instruments are that important. They really are a part of your body, quite frankly, to do it. So, all right, now we've got another song that we're going to play out on tonight, and I will let listeners know that all four of us and Lloyd Wright will be on WFYI TV One tonight at 8 o'clock, the premiere of your fabulous documentary that was produced by Kyle Travers here at WFYI. And we're going to see you in action again on the air tonight, hear some more stories about impending thunderstorms with the shooting of the video and all kinds of fun things for folks. But you have a little bit of a holiday tune to take us out on.
We do. This is, we actually are currently part of the Indianapolis Symphony's Yuletide Celebration, Jack Everly in their 29th season of leading Yuletide Celebration. And they've had time for three as guest artists on the series. And we are playing a little arrangement. There's a whole tribute to the music of Frozen, the movie Frozen from 2013, Disney's movie. And we have a little part in that with this arrangement of Do You Want to Build a Snowman?
Time for three. Listen now and tune in tonight at 8 o'clock on WFYI TV One.
Doesn't have to be a snowman.
Excellent. Thank you, gentlemen. We'll see you tonight.